This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Easily the hottest topic in not only in South Florida, but maybe the college football universe. And it's the University of Miami in Mario Cristobal, and nobody is following this or anything else better than Andrew Ivins from 24/7 Sports, kind enough to join us on a very busy day for him. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time. Wow, this is making your job a whole lot busier this next couple of weeks, I'm sure.
Oh, this is grind time. This is supposed to be the fun time, but no, absolutely. Mario Cristobal coming home, and I think it's going to have a huge recruiting impact.
Yeah, I mean, you and I talked about the recruiting and how it's become a lot different, you know? I mean, for those Alabamas and the higher level teams, they get their seniors, five stars, and then they run into the sunset with them. But other programs that are on the, you know, on the fence here at Air, starting to use that transfer portal, and very successfully, and they're combining. So it gives you a time as a Miami or any program, Florida, or any program that's going through a transition that we used to think, well, geez, you're going to have to wait all the way up until till the second signing day, first Wednesday in February, to really, you know, get the kids that you might have missed. But now with the transfer portal, wow, if you have somebody that knows that portal and knows it well, you could go from zero to 60 pretty quick.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I was with a bunch of college coaches last week out at St. Thomas Aquinas, and we were just all talking about how you essentially in this era need to have someone on your staff that can quickly identify who the guy in the portal is, what they bring to the table, and should you pursue them. But no, that's definitely made it interesting. I think with the transfer portal, the early signing period, that's really what's kind of fueling all these crazy changes as soon as we're seeing them. You know, I keep asking myself, hey, if we didn't have the early signing period, like, would all these people be jumbling and going different right. places? You know, and the answer is no. But, you know, Miami's got a good one. And Mario Cristobal, he understands talent acquisition. I think there's a good chance he will be in that transfer portal. But I think he's going to make a splash here when it comes to recruiting. He was already recruiting at a national level at Oregon, and he's already in it with a number of top prospects. And I think if you compare him, let's say, to Billy Napier at Florida, you know, Billy was recruited to the Louisiana Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns. Right. He wasn't going after the same caliber of guys. So Miami has that built-in advantage, and I think we're going to see some splashes here over the next few weeks, or I guess really over the next 9 days on the recruiting front.
Yeah, no, that's a good point you bring up. But also in Napier's defense, he's selling Florida and not Louisiana now. So it's a whole different story. But when you take a look too, and I, you know, you look back at Bill Snyder, what he did at Kansas State, and everybody used to mock him. What he did was he's really the way of ahead of his time, because he was using the junior college ranks as his transfer portal, which was a brilliant idea, but everybody kind of, you know, made fun of him. But in a lot of ways, is that's what you're doing. You're cutting away that freshman, sophomore, baby stuff, that learning curve, getting acclimated in the classroom, and are already kind of coming on your doorsteps as juniors or maybe even, you know, older sophomores. Talk about that, because I think that's where it benefits.
Yeah, you know, it's actually funny. I'm working on a story about the junior college market and how there's actually kind of some schools that are mining it because they want kids from a junior college instead of the transfer portal. Because if you take a kid from Alabama, you drop them off a group of five school, they're going to get there and be like, what is this? You take a kid from junior college who doesn't know where his next meal is, those guys are going to show up and they're going to be hungry. They're going to be like, this is awesome. So I think there's a little bit of that, but no, you're absolutely right. The COVID-19, the pandemic, it's created a lot of imbalances in rosters. There are coaches around the country that are having to make decisions. Do I bring a senior back? And there's a lot of rosters that are freshman heavy. And some people want those experienced guys. They want to balance it out. You don't want 50 freshmen out of your 85 scholarship guys. You want some veterans, some guys that have been in the strength program. So that's interesting. And I think with Miami, you know, that's something Mario Cristobal has to do here over the next few days. He's got to figure that out. He's got to figure out the recruiting. He's got to figure out his staff. I mean, I don't know when the guy's going to sleep. It'll be fascinating to see how this all comes together.
Well, I'll tell you what, Andrew, you pay me half of what he has, I'll find a way to stay up, believe me. He left a really good situation, obviously, where he was getting the starter call the shots for being home and being in the ACC, which obviously right now is a lot more winnable than a lot of conferences. Everybody's kind of playing at the same level. You know, I mean, you look at Miami, and I brought up a point to somebody today that is, with Pittsburgh, Miami's beaten the last, three Coastal Division champions. They beat Pittsburgh. They beat that year that they beat Virginia that they went. So Miami's right there. They're knocking on a door. And with the national appeal, as you said, that Mario Cristobal has, they could start getting kids from outside this area again. And, you know, I mean, people are so conscious about getting kids from Dade and Broward County. But you look at arguably the most impressive offensive threat Miami had, you know, I mean, Jalen obviously was beast, but you look at your receiver who was easily as good as anybody in the ACC, and he was directly from the portal. You know, you're looking at the kid from last year, came out of UCLA, it's with the Dolphins and has seven sacks already. You know, I mean, I thought Manny Diaz, and I know everybody doesn't want to credit him for anything, but I thought he worked that transfer portal as good as anybody in the country, you know, to get what they got. And you saw it firsthand. Talk about that.
Well, I do think Manny definitely, you know, deserves some credit for what he did at Miami. Yeah, were there some deficiencies? Were there some bad stretches? Sure. Absolutely. Point to the FIU, point to Louisiana Tech. But he was at the forefront of the transfer portal. You're right. KJ Osborne, wide receiver that got out of Buffalo in his first year. That guy's making plays on Sundays right now. Jalen Phillips, the defensive end, who was 215 pounds that no one wanted to take a chance on. Miami did. They developed him. And now he's making sacks on Sundays, setting records. And the list goes on and on. And I think the other thing people forget about with Manny Diaz, and you know, I talked with Tyler Van Dyke's father this morning after all the news broke, just because I wanted to be clear on this. You know, Manny Diaz was kind of the guy that said, hey, we're taking Tyler Van Dyke. A lot of people forget that he was committed to Dan Enos, then Rhett Lashley came in. Manny believed in Tyler from the jump. So, you know, while the Manny Diaz era was certainly frustrating for a lot of supporters of UM, they got to thank Diaz for getting what could be the quarterback of the future. I mean, we'll see. I know is this lightning in the pan or flash in the pan or is this a long-term thing? But I think that narrative needs to be brought up that Diaz was the guy who found Tyler Van Dyke and believed in him. And you know, I think he needs some credit for that.
I agree. Another Sun Bowl. I would hope that this would be the last Sun Bowl because every time they go there, there's a coaching change. So maybe this will be the last Sun Bowl for a long time. But nevertheless, they're going to a bowl game. Good recruiting, extra practice. Great time for Mario to kind of observe like the last couple coaches did while they were observing. So let's hope that this is the last time this happens. Andrew, thanks so much as always. I know your schedule is hugely busy. Let everybody know how they could follow you, just so when you're not here, they could check you out.
Andrew underscore Ivins on Twitter. You can find me all over 247sports.com. And thanks for having me on, Blue.
Anytime. Andrew Ivins, he's the best at what he does, and I'm telling you, he's going to be really busy. You know, there's sure a lot of different drivers out there, the custom paint jobbers, tailgate upgraders, the super fans with super loud speakers, and you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck because AutoNation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road, but AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them. They'll even buy them as well. Yep, if you're looking to sell your current vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one from them. You'll get a check on the spot, and you can deposit it right away, and isn't that music? Start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com. So no matter who you are or what you drive, AutoNation has the car or truck you want. Hurry to the AutoNation store nearest you. What drives you drives us at AutoNation, and also our year-round great sponsors. And they are, I can't say enough about UHealth Sports Medicine, the Institute. They, you know what? If you follow them throughout the course of an entire year, you know that they treat athletes of all levels, active adults, youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. Get over there and visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.